Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Happy to be going out on the phone now to Catherine Ash, who is superintendent of the Okemos Public Schools. Good evening, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
The reason I wanted to get a hold of you, budget issues are big for every school system right now, and I was interested in an approach that we're taking with Okemos Schools, kind of doing public forums for folks to give input on what programs, well, nobody wants to see any programs cut, but kind of ranking programs in the process. You've had the second forum now. How is that process going?
You know, it's been very informative. I think it will give our Board of Education a good idea about the priorities within our community, which was really the whole point. Also, to help our community help generate ideas that maybe we hadn't thought of in the past, because we have a smart community and our stakeholders offer good insights. And so that was a piece of it as well. So, and then the other component that I thought went well was the educational component for our community so that they could understand kind of the rules we have to play by in school finance here in Michigan, and also the impact on that on our Okemos Public Schools budget. So it was twofold. There was that educational component so they could understand it. And secondly, it was to get their input on priorities.
So informing the folks who did come out to give input on the constraints that the school system is running under.
That's correct.
Ah, and I bet that was enlightening to a lot of folks as well.
I do think that they were surprised at some of the things that go into the budgeting process and some of the things that we actually have no control over when it comes to finances.
Well, what do you have examples of a couple of those things that maybe our listeners would be surprised about that you do have to follow closely?
Sure. One point would be the retirement system and the retirement rate. We, as a public school employer, have to pay a certain percentage on the retirement rate for all of our employees, and it's a percentage of their wages. And we were obligated to pay that. You know, we don't have any recourse to not pay that on their behalf. And so that's dictated to us every year, and then we then have to build that into our budget.
Uh-huh. Now, you're facing, well, your entire budget is about $33 million, if the numbers I have are accurate. Is that correct?
No, I would believe our entire budget's closer to $40 million.
Okay, well, I appreciate the clarification. And what makes up the biggest portion of the budget for you?
That would be personnel, and it's that way with any organization, especially organizations that are service-oriented. So about 85% of our budget goes to salary, benefits, wages, because programming really equates to people.
Mm-hmm. And you're facing, again, please correct my numbers if they're wrong, about $2.5 million in cuts for the 2011-2012 school year.
At least.
Okay, so that number could be higher.
Right. We have a range right now of about 2.5 up to 4.3, depending on how much our Board of Education is willing to continue to take out of our fund balance.
And preserving the fund balance is an important piece of this puzzle as well, isn't it?
It really is. Most auditors would want a school district to have a fund balance around 15%. We had always tried to maintain ours around 10%. And currently, we're projecting a fund balance going into June of 2011 to be somewhere around 4%. And the reason being is our board has made significant cuts through the years. Since 2003, they've made over $11 million worth of cuts to our budget. And they've been doing also a balancing act between making significant reductions in the budget as well as spending some of our fund balance. So we're facing a 4% fund balance then on June of 2011. And the fund, it's critical to have a fund balance. The fund balance, first of all, helps pay expenses from July through October until we actually get our first payment from the state of Michigan for our foundation allowance. So, you know, we start our school year, our fiscal year starts on July 1. Again, we don't have any control over that. We can't change our fiscal year. But the state's fiscal year starts in October. So there's several months there that we don't have money coming in from our main source of revenue.
Is everything on the table, Catherine, at a time like this when you're looking at these kinds of budget numbers?
It is. You know, I was quoted as saying that we won't be closing any more schools. That would be on the table if we had room to do that, if we don't anymore. We have become as efficient as we can in the delivering of our instruction. We closed two elementary schools. And when I say closed, you know, we're no longer using them for our traditional K-4 instruction. So we closed two elementary schools going into this year, and we've reconfigured to K-4 elementaries, a 5-6 building, and a 7-8 building. So we've just become as efficient as we can, and so there is no more opportunity, possibility of closing more schools.
So when we're talking about everything on the table, you know, other issues comes up, and in the article I read, wage concessions was one that was mentioned apparently by someone at the forum. That is to be handled at contract talks. Is that correct? Is that not something on the, you know, on the table in the traditional sense?
Right. All of those, any kind of wage concessions or benefit concessions, would have to be done through the negotiations process.
And what about transportation? I know that's a large part of any budget of a school system.
You know, that's on the table. You know, it is obviously not a popular item, but it's, as you stated, everything is on the table, and we're talking about everything, and no decisions have been made at this moment in time. So that was the whole point of the community forum. I think everybody comes with them a different perspective and a different priority. And some might say cut busing, and others would not want athletics looked at all, and others would come with a different set of priorities. So hopefully what we're doing is generating data for our Board of Education to review to help guide them in their decision-making process.
So the results of this forums, and am I correct in understanding there's another one scheduled for perhaps the springtime?
There is not at this time.
Okay.
We would schedule another one if the Board of Education determines that they need to seek additional information from the community, survey the community in a different way. Right now, until we get into the budgeting process, we're leaving that one up in the air. But if the board determines that that would be helpful, we will certainly set that up.
And do you feel you've gotten some information, some helpful information in, that can kind of guide where some of the community feelings are for where if cuts need to happen, where they may want them to take place?
You know, to be honest with you, there was pockets of, you know, we broke it down into level one, level twos, and level threes for the board to consider. And, you know, depending on the perspective of the community member, it was very dependent on where they weighed in and what they valued. I do think it will help inform the board's decision. I think the one thing it showed is there are no easy solutions anymore. You know, we have been reducing our budget, trying to find ways to bring in revenue since at least 2003, and we've taken the things that were the easy decisions, and it's very obvious based on these forums and on the discussions, there are no more easy answers, and everything that we do or whatever direction the board decides to go will have a significant impact on this community and on our families.
So cuts from here are going to be even more painful.
They very much so, very much so.
You just mentioned community, and there was a quote in an article that I read that talked about that you had said about it. You know, it's a community problem, and we're going to have to face it from that angle.
And I agree with that. We all have to come together because these are our schools. And I think my biggest fear in this process is that we end up pitting one group against another within our school community, and we can't have that happen. We have to help people have the conversations to look at the big picture, to do what's best for the greater good here in Okemos, and certainly not pit one facet of the community against another facet of the community. That would be very detrimental to us here in Okemos.
Well, and I think the forums show that an effort being made to try to include as much community in the difficult decisions that are ahead.
Very true.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, Catherine, I appreciate your time tonight. I know you're a busy person, and I appreciate a few moments to be able to go through this with you. We'll keep on the story and look forward to talking with you in the future.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Catherine Ash, who is the superintendent of the Okemos Schools. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.